What is going on, you amazing, happy, great, positive people in the podcast world? I really appreciate you tuning in to today's episode. My name is Aiden Reddington. This is Red's Corner. And if you guys get the chance, you know, just try to do a little extra effort today in something, whether it be spreading positivity, working hard on your body, aka working out or eating healthier foods, or working hard on your mental. Learn something new. Start reading a new book, pick up a podcast to listen to, or something that'll really educate yourself, especially on something you love. Just take the time to better yourself today, and I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. It's all about, you know, hard work and not being afraid to work as hard as you can to your true potential throughout the day. I really hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I really appreciate your time on you coming in and listening to some things I have to say. Please listen all the way through, you know, follow some of the advice I give at the end. I'd really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Don't be afraid to work all day. Like, let's put that into perspective real quick. Don't be afraid to get up early and work out, or get up early and go to work. Work all day in its entirety, get home, and then work on something else when you get home. Don't feel like you have to relax. You know, some people tell us that we have to sit down and relax, or we have to go and play a video game or watch a show to have fun. There's some of us out there, and it's okay if this isn't you, but it could be you, who find joy and fun in working. But we let others limit us into feeling like we have to stop working at some point. I want to put it into perspective of my life because, again, I always tell you guys this, but I like to talk about what I know and what I've experienced. So I'm going to use today as an example. I got up this morning at 5:30 a.m. My body is right now is covered in burns from the sun because I ran a marathon on Monday in 95 degree weather. I'm probably stretching the truth there. It's probably like 92 degree weather, but 95 just sounds better. It was like 4.5 hours of running, and my shoulders are just blistered crazy right now. Burning, blistered, all kinds of stuff. So I got up 5:30 this morning, very much in pain. I mean, a lot of you guys know what burns are like. And took all my medicine, got ready, met Chase outside at about 5:59 a.m. And then we rolled out to pick up John. We picked up John at about 6:15 a.m. And then we got to the storage facility at 6:30 a.m., we loaded everything up. The Voltiers got there. Evan got there. And we rolled out. Two crews went out to mow. We got done mowing at about 3. I got home at around 4. Talked to Chase for about 30 minutes about giving him advice for his future. Maybe starting a business, pursuing business, stuff like that. Just a couple different perspectives to what he already has planned. I get inside. I quickly shower, I head to the chiropractor because it's important to get yourself worked on, especially if you're out working a lot, like physical labor or like, you know, like stocking shelves or literally any kind of work. I feel like maybe a chiropractic care is needed. I get home, I eat like a quick snack, I go upstairs and I hop on an hour and a half interview, which was amazing, like awesome. I'm going to upload it on my podcast in maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but I'm going to share when Brian Farr actually uploads it to his show to all of you guys, because it was a lot of fun. I got off that call with Brian Farr 1 minute before I interviewed Elijah Ofori, and that interview is going to go up tomorrow, and him and I talked for a good 30 minutes. I got off that interview. I called Evan to plan for the Mo Day tomorrow. After I called Evan, I opened GarageBand and started recording, and currently it is 10:07 p.m. After the podcast, I'm going to post-produce. I'm going to eat dinner. I'm going to get everything ready for the Mo Day. And let me explain to you, during those interviews, I was on my phone a couple times having to text my team members and text some other people about planning for for tomorrow. And, you know, after I eat dinner, I'm going to do all the behind the scenes mowing stuff and more preparation for tomorrow. And finally, I'm going to read and wind down for the night. And I'm going to read a book that's going to self-help and teach me how to do things to work even more. So what I'm getting at here is I'll probably end up working from about 5:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. And in the heat of mowing, I definitely got pretty tired and wanted to go home, but I wanted to go home to work more on other things. You see, don't be afraid to keep working. Don't be afraid to always work. Don't be afraid if you like to work and you genuinely appreciate it. And there's a lot of us out there who are tend to be silenced by those that are like, yo, aren't you burnt out? You're going to burn out. You know, if you keep doing this, you're going to hate it. It's like, no, we're not. We love the work. We love the grind. We love the hustle. And we're going to keep doing it. We know we're meant to do it. So why should we be afraid to push for it? Why should we be afraid to fight for it? Why should we be afraid to love it? Don't be afraid to go out there and work all day long, every day of the week. Don't be afraid to work on your day off. If you work at McDonald's 5 days a week and you have 2 days off, don't be afraid to work on your side hustle. Don't be afraid to flip stuff on eBay. It's not like you have to take the day off, right? Don't emphasize day off. Emphasize, I'm not working at McDonald's today, but I am going to work on myself. And you see, with working, it's not just work, like physical making the dollar per hour. No, it's work and working on yourself, working on your body, working on your mental, working on your mind, working on your network, your people skills, everything. I'll run through it real quick. I'll go through my example in those terms once again. I made the dollars mowing today. I worked on myself by waking up early and staying in that habit. I worked on my mental by interviewing people who also brought me value. You see, if you interview someone and they bring you value, or they interview you and they still bring you value, that is a good interview, 100% hands down. I worked out my body because at the last mow house, I ran with the mower the whole time just because I felt like I had to get a run in. And I'm not trying to flex anything off. I'm just trying to show you guys there's different. One, don't be afraid to work hard all day, every day. And also, don't be afraid to acknowledge that there's different things you're working on throughout the day. It doesn't just have to be making a couple dollars an hour or anything like that. All right, guys, just don't be afraid to work hard. Keep working hard. Keep grinding. Life's about the grind. Life's about the hustle. We're going to work hard every day on what we love. You know, we're not going to hustle things on things we hate. But sometimes we do have to get some crappy jobs in order to get to the bigger jobs. And that's okay, right? That's where patience falls in and everything like that. But I'm going to cue that outro music now. First off, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Red's Corner today. I really appreciate it. Don't forget about the four things we live by here. You know, we live by giving ourselves fist bumps. You know, we're always appreciating ourselves. We're patting ourselves on the back. We are our greatest supporters, right? No one is always going to be there for you except for yourself. 24/7, you are there for yourself. Make sure it's positive. Make sure it's right. Also, guys, smile. Let out the biggest smile you can right now. Just let it run through your body and feel that pure happiness. You know, smiles bring pure happiness, and it's important to just, even if you have to fake it for the first second, the real happiness will come after that. All right, guys? Also, passion. Do what you love. I talked to a lot of people today who are on track and already doing what they love, teaching people to just keep doing what they love and hearing advice on doing what you love. It's all important. You know, successful people talk about it all the time on being passionate about what they do keeps them going every day. Someone said today that if you don't set goals and you just do what you love, you'll complete things that are bigger than any goal you could have set. And that is just insanely true. And I really agree with it. And last but not least, patience. I was talking to someone else today about patience, and he said that word is really important to him. It goes with his structure. It goes with the fact that he's been working hard his whole life. And it's vital. It's important. It's super. So you see what I mean there is, I can't say much more. Just, it's important. It's simple. It's important. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Aiden Reddington at Red's Corner. I hope you guys are doing great. Don't forget to, you know, leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, share it to your friends, let people know about it. Let's spread the word. Let's spread the positivity. And if you think anyone needs to hear it, truly send it to them. If you know someone who loves to work, but people tell them to not work so much, please send it to them. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Peace out.